Heavenly Father, please look down on my fellow council members and the mayor and all those in attendance. Keep them in your loving arms and help us to make good decisions. Through Christ our Lord, amen.
Amen.
Can we pledge allegiance, please?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you all for coming out tonight. I'd like to carry come to order with the January the 5th, 2026 meeting, first meeting of the year. Motion set the minutes from the previous meeting.
I'll make a motion, receive and read.
Second.
Motion been made, regularly seconded, accept the minutes from the previous meeting. Sarah, call the roll, please.
Allie?
Yes.
Teresa?
Yes.
Tim?
Yes.
James?
Yes.
Tony?
Yes.
And Randall?
Yes.
Randy. Anybody here from the chamber? No.
No.
Library, Terry, got anything?
Yeah, we have a couple things. We now have on Friday, every other Friday is our gentle stretch. Some of our staff from Hillview is closed currently, are working at Lebanon Junction Branch, and one of them is a gentle stretch instructor. So we'll be having it every other Friday from 10 at 10 o'clock. And if you're not into exercise, we're starting a brand new program that we run at Central, but it's done so well at Central, we're extending it to Lebanon Junction. It's called Coffee Chats. So come in, have coffee, have snacks. Our staff have, conversation pieces. It could be local topics, it could be federal topics. It's just newsworthy. It can be just time for community to get together and have a complaint fest or have a happy fest, whichever one they want to do. But that will be every Friday from 10 to 11 also. So that's something new that's done really well at the Central Branch, and we think it'll do really well at Lebanon Junction also. So have your McDonald's coffee and then come to the library and have coffee.
Appreciate everything y'all do up there. Any visitors need to speak? No. Sign the sheet.
You got it? Okay.
Oh, I got it. John White, can you sign the sheet, please?
Yes. Hi, Son.
You want to speak?
Oh, sorry. This is my wife, Teresa, and I. We have been residents of Lebanon Junction for about 15 years, and this is our first time attending something like a council meeting like this. I just decided I want to start doing, getting more involved in things like
this. Well, pleasure to have you. Yeah.
We both wanted to attend tonight.
Yeah, generally we have the sign-in sheet such as that. Somebody has something, issue going on they want to speak about.
Okay.
So if you're cool, we are.
Yeah.
All right, pleasure having you.
Thank you.
Old business. The sign unveiling, as y'all have noticed on your paper, council due to the inclement weather, rescheduled it in the spring. We had talked to the family. They was all up and really enthused with it, but the weather was so cold that day. Mrs. Porter, she's up in age. She didn't need to be out in that kind of weather. So. And thanks to all who dedicated the park, the decorations decorated, now been removed. County come over with the lift. We got it all tucked down, cleaned up. They finished most of it up today. Thank you, County, for helping us take down the decorations. Robert had called me last week to set that up. They helped set it up and take it down. It saves a lot of ladder work and undue hardship on people and OSHA problems and what have you. With that, I'd like to thank everybody who's involved in the park decorations. They're starting to take those down. We had light up the park. I know a lot of them are down and gone. They've got to get them all out of there. I'd like to go ahead and thank the veterans for bringing up the reefs. They brought, I think, 100-something reefs we put up there on the Veterans Cemetery. They do it every year. We put all those out, and they're still up there. I imagine they'll come by and pick some of them up, but most time they get thrown away. But it's really nice to see them all up there and people helping put those out. It was a good day. Let's see, under new business, we have a resolution giving me permission to sign the paperwork regarding to the recent flooding that will result in the city recovering the funds lost to the disaster. Y'all have a copy of the resolution?
Yes.
Any discussion on it?
No.
Oh, you don't have one? It's just a same format.
Yeah,
same format as always.
Right.
Just
nothing's changed.
Just we want y'all to vote on the fact that we'll be able to sign that to get our money back.
Well, you need somebody sponsored and bring it forward.
Motion.
I'll
I'll make a motion to sponsor it and make this resolution, pass this resolution.
And I'll second the motion.
Motion been made and seconded for me to sign the paperwork, and we need to get our money back. Sarah, call the roll.
Tim?
Yes.
Teresa?
Yes.
Allie?
Yes.
Randall?
Yes.
Tony?
Yes.
And James?
Yeah. I brought up last month about the floor. We all obviously can tell we need the floor, and I didn't have that into the budget. So if y'all would like to discuss that somewhat, and I've done the measurements on it, and everybody's feelings on it, but it needs to be done. But the fact that we rent it out, and it looks as bad as it does. It has 1,131 square feet of the floor needs to be personally put in. Got any thoughts on it?
What kind of floor are we going to put in?
Same as in the city hall.
Okay.
It's a good floor.
Yeah, night floor.
It costs a little more, to be honest, but in the same token, it's well worth the money. And it's the type of flooring that it's a glue down, waterproof, and I can take out, we can take out one or two strips should they do the dare to carry in here. We do dare to carry in here also. So the wheels on that burns a little spots sometimes, like that one right over there.
Yep.
Should it damage one, we can pull it back out and put it back down. It's a pressure sensitive laying floor, so it don't stick forever. You take it back up, a little tough, but you put a new one right back down.
We ever think about just having a concrete floor?
No.
No. I'm just asking.
Well, I just told anything.
You just answer.
It just seems to hold up better.
A lot of time when you take this floor up, the floor was so bad before, then you say, what are we going to do now? Because the concrete in those days back, it's not finished to the point it's slick like over at the Walmart.
Mm-hmm.
It's ugly. Then you have to go back and grind it all back down, stain it, start over. So it's best to just put a new floor over.
Concrete's expensive right now.
Yes.
Very, very expensive.
So what are your thoughts? Are you going to put it out for bid, or are you going to do it?
No, if we just buy the flooring, we'll put it in. Sean, our workers, will put it in. So it's just a matter of buying the flooring itself.
Well, you need a motion.
Yeah.
I know what the flooring you're talking about. I've seen it in a couple of places, and it's good flooring. So I'll make the motion that we spend whatever you put that flooring back in.
I'll second.
More discussion. Motion been made, regular second, to purchase the new flooring. And Sean, who helps us as a part-time worker, he does all the mines. So he'll be on the payroll, so it ain't like it's going to cost us a lot. And we use our public works guys to come over. And he may not do it all at one time because there's so much of it, but we'll get it in stages, and the floor will be in the back room, acclimated to the temperature of the room, which it needs to be.
You know there'll be no dare to care this month.
Right.
So there won't be a dare to care around here till the third Monday of next month, which may give you a little wiggle room.
Sir, we'll call a roll, please.
Allie?
Yes.
Tim?
Yes.
Teresa?
Yes.
Randall?
Yes.
James?
Yes.
And Tony?
Yes.
And that much floor, because I use quite a bit of that, we'll have to order it. It'll take a little bit to get it in, usually about a week, and then I'll work out the schedule to where Sean then will be free to come over and do it. And we'll work with it. It's however we got to do it. But
Well, I just thought I'd let you know that. So.
Yeah. It's a really, really good floor. I use it in all the main offices and places where I do my construction business. All right, well, I appreciate y'all letting us do that. We'll get that down and follow suit and see how long it lasts. It's going to relieve us of a lot of paper, because the people that does rent it, they're obligated to clean floor, sweep it, make sure everything, trash cans, is dumped. They try to mop in this floor, and they'll call me or call City Hall and say, we did the best we could. It just don't, that spot won't come up. There's a spot been there for a long time. Thank y'all again. For y'all to be here tonight, we got a real short agenda. You won't be held up very long. Which is really good also. I don't think, one thing I did want to mention before I go into it, it's kind of funny. Christmas morning, it's kind of an annual event that Santa Claus comes to Ledman Junction on Christmas morning, and he and his elf dressed up, they get their picture tucked in front of the Christmas tree. Well, this year, the report came in that the elf, and I want to tell Jerry Summers this, the elf and the Santa Claus walks over to the EMS building, and two young ladies on the EMS ambulance was out there at 6:30 on Christmas morning with mops and stuff, washing and mopping that. It was warm. Y'all remember Christmas morning was warm. But I thought that was kind of a neat deal that, and I want to praise them, and I'll tell Jerry that also, for two girls to be out there with mops and scrubbing and doing that ambulance and rinsing it off. And they asked, the Santa Claus, what was he doing there that time of morning? Well, it's an annual event. He gets his picture tucked in front of this tree out here, him and the elf. And they said, well, this is a new tradition. If we're on duty, we're going to wash your sandwich every Christmas morning. So I just praise the two young ladies out there at 6:30 on a Christmas morning doing that. That was nice. Okay, so like I say, short agenda. You will get the amendment to the resolution, to the ordinance on the pay that they talked about. So, as we talked about before, he has to do that tidbit of work when they get over to the next meeting. Then that's about all I got. Terry?
Everything's going good. We had 123 runs for the month. Just plugging right along.
Adam?
You got two pieces of paper in front of you. The first one is a letter from Chief Little from the Oklahoma Fire District. The night of the Flight 2976 that crashed in Louisville, so we sent an engine there for 4 or 5 hours that night, so to help there. And then the second one, we made 500 calls for service of 2025, which is about 15% increase from the previous year. So, like the runs are increasing as we go, and I think we all the members and all we ended up with about 4,500 training hours for 2025. So, like we're pretty busy for being a small community. So,
appreciate everything you all do. And was you informed or asked about going to that class?
On
February.
Yes, sir. Got me signed up.
Yeah, got you signed up for that because I'm going to go to that myself. Over the levees and what have you. Caleb is not here. I don't know where he's at. But everything's going well. We had a problem with the backhoe, if y'all remember. They came out today and worked on some more. We're trying to get that backhoe. We do have a rental in from the same place until it gets fixed. And the pump that we had discussed about getting fixed. We mentioned it last month also. It's not back yet, but it's supposed to be back any day. Less than $10,000, which is better than buying a $60,000 pump.
Oh, definitely.
And I don't think he has anything else that I can think of. Caleb don't. He's supposed to be in here. It's hard to tell what they got going on. Okay. Jane?
The fact that we got that recycle trailer over at the Ford Park now, so I see it's getting used.
I told you it'd take a little while to get it, but I got it there.
You got it there, appreciate it.
Are they using it?
Yes. All the cardboard's been full for a week now, so.
Had it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I pulled strings to get that put out there, and they said if they don't use it, we're pulling it back out.
So. He needs to turn it so it's parallel with Airport Road, not taking up the parking lot the way it's taken up. But other than that, no.
Everything else good? All right. Teresa?
Do we have a date for the next training to be able to take inmates out? Or has
I haven't heard anything.
Done?
I talked to Brian Whitaker today, and he never missed anything about it. So
I was thinking about maybe trying to get some girls out before Memorial Day and work on the cemetery.
Did you take the training last time?
I did.
You still get them then?
Well, I'm not going to do it in the wintertime. Sorry, it ain't that warm. But I'm just saying.
You got to put on a bigger coat.
I was just figuring about May. It might be expired. That's why I was asking if they had.
No, ours hadn't expired as of yet.
Okay. And then also, Adam, thank you all so much for letting us have our little Christmas on Main at the fire department. It was a lot warmer. And I think we had more people that showed up. It was pretty good. The kids didn't get to put on their play, though. They were still sick. But it was good. And that's all.
Just seems like you guys are doing a great job with the community, moving along.
Yeah, moving along.
And I appreciate it.
Thank you. Randall?
You need a street dedication? Have you got something in mind, or do we just need a guarantee, like in a week, warm weather? What kind of notice do you need for that?
They told me, I talked to the family, they said they want to wait until sometime up in spring when the weather's nice. So it's not going to be like in the next few weeks.
I don't know what kind of health she's in or anything.
I didn't ask for personal help, but they they said as old as she is and the weather as it is, they would wait till good spring before they even thought about doing
it. I just like forward to see it.
Yeah, I do too. But like I said, I left it up to the family. If they'd have wanted to do it that day, we would have done it.
Because I was getting clothes out to wear because of the weather.
Yeah, is it signed up earlier, or are we going to wait until the end?
We're waiting. Yeah, I didn't want to put it up and go take it down and put it back up again. Is that all you got, Brent?
Yeah.
Tony?
Not really nothing. Quickest to the park was, I thought it was pretty good. Pretty bad. I've been here all my life. You know, that's the second time I've ever been here. But I really enjoyed it this year.
Yeah.
Shame on me. I just get more involved with stuff like that.
Hopefully we got more years coming.
Yeah, you do.
The other thing's going pretty well. Appreciate what the police chief and him have been doing that. I've seen him out a lot. It seems like traffic's a little slower through town lately. So that's a good thing. So appreciate that. Appreciate the fire department, what they do. Seems like we're starting out our year okay.
But, there again, on back to the Christmas, I like the fact that the fire truck went around and done everything they did. I mean, it's always good Christmas here at 11th Junction regardless. So we're a small town, but we have really, in the Lions Club, we said they had theirs here. And I mean, everything went well, happy. People like the decorations. Some of them are old and antiquated, and we're doing better all the time, but they like sealing them up.
That's right.
So with that and all the people that did help and donate different things, and I'd like to mention once again, I'm going to put it on the board out there, that thank the First Harrison Bank for donating the property where the caboose is. We got, I mean, I got the paperwork and everything finalized on it. It's our property, so they didn't have to do that. So I really like to, everybody extend out appreciation to them should you go to the bank or talk. And we have put on the marquee thing we have out here. Thank you all for the donation of the park and property. So.
Good.
What about you, Mr.
Reporter? Nothing, sir.
I asked everybody else. I'm going to ask you too every time. I appreciate y'all. Thank y'all again for coming. Appreciate it. Like I say, a short one means we're having good ones, so that's great. So, but appreciate y'all coming down. Come back every time. Get involved with the rest of the city, things that are going on. We have a parks committee. We have this committee, that committee, ministerial association. We're constantly doing things in town. So should you want to get more involved, the opportunity's there.
Where we live at is almost to the Willow County Supermarket. It's like quite a ways from here, but it's still in the city.
We'll give you a visa to come and help us.
We don't get into town, but I would say into town.
Right. Yeah. But you'd be surprised at the people that moves into the area because they have a 11th Junction address. They think they're in the city.
Right.
And they're not. Yeah. Well, I appreciate you coming.
Yeah, no problem.
What time is it?
18:18. It's time to adjourn.
Most
of
it made to adjourn.
Second.
Seconded. Sarah, call the roll, please.
James. Randall. Allie.
Yes.
Teresa.
Yes.
Tony.
Yes.
And Tim.
Oh, let's stay.
Come on.
Adjourn. Thank you, everybody.